Yesterday after the show, Ashley had an assignment. A delicious assignment. And yeah, it turned out great.
All right, y'all, it's Ashley. And I'm a little nervous right now because I am literally meeting my heroes. I'm with Mike and Judy McNamara, and you may have heard us talking about it on the air. They're a couple that is traveling the United States, visiting every Texas Roadhouse. At least that's the goal. And I'm now at Texas Roadhouse Fort Wright in a booth with them. They're decked out in Texas Roadhouse gear. And what number is this?
445.
445. And you're not sick of it?
No, not yet.
I've got to ask, out of all the franchises, all the places to visit, why did you choose Texas Roadhouse?
First of all, it's the food. Food is very good. It's more like home cooking to us, which is what we enjoy. Don't like fancy food to start with. Second thing, it's less expensive than most other steakhouses.
Definitely. I always say I'm a Texas Roadhouse girl. And I used to actually work at this location. So this is like, I don't know, a full circle moment for me.
Third thing is the people. Yeah. The people are fabulous.
Thank you. I was one of them once.
You must have been good too then.
You're pulling a fifth wheeler, I understand. Yes. So you're going to different RV parks around the country. Is there something unique about a specific Texas Roadhouse? Are they all kind of cookie cutter? I've only probably been to, I don't know, three?
They're somewhat cookie cutter depending on when the buildings were built. Most of them look pretty much exactly like what this one does. There are a few that were purchased as a failed restaurant, or I think one of them was a toy store, and okay, they converted it.
Now, when you're going to every Texas Roadhouse, do you keep a consistent order? Or do you always order the same thing, or you change it up?
I change it up. Can't eat the same thing back to back for 20 sometimes.
Yeah, that would be a lot. But what is your favorite thing on the menu?
The 6-ounce sirloin.
And how do you get that prepared?
Medium well.
Okay, then. And your sides. Are you going sweet potato loaded?
It's like a dessert. Get the butter and brown sugar. And the salad.
The salad is so good. Now, I got to pop over here with Judy. Judy, what made you guys want to do this? Like, when were you guys just sitting around? Like, what should we do, you know?
He was the one that came up with the idea. Let's try going to different roadhouses. Okay, we've already been in all 50 states before, so.
Most people, you know, want to go to all the ballparks, but I love this. And what's your go-to order?
I've always chosen different things, so I'll do the shrimp or the pulled pork, or sometimes I'll do the ribs.
You know, sometimes they crank the music up real loud in here. They're about to line dance. They're playing chicken with the train. Have you guys joined in on the line dancing?
No. We'll watch.
I love it. Well, what's your next stop?
Georgetown tomorrow.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I'll let you guys eat. Yeehaw.
Yeah. So cool. I love it. Over how many did they say?
That's 445 yesterday.
Golly, Bill, that's a lot.
I know it.
So did they, like, take care of their food, or what happened here?
Well, I kind of asked because I did sit there and eat my whole meal with them, and I'm like, okay, they probably want me to get away from them. I don't know. So I'd asked, like, the server there. I'm like, do they, you know, is this free for them? She said they get a discount, a free dessert.
Mm-hmm.
But last night they got everything for free.
Why is that?
My old credit card picked it up.
Oh,
I found her.
Look at you. Oh, that's so good. What'd you have, by the way?
I get the medallions. Oh, my goodness. It's three little fillets, medium rare over butter rice, and I add the kebab veggies to it because I like that onion and peppers.
Yeah.
I don't know, a salad.
Very cool. Well, that's so neat. I just love that they're, what a cool thing to do. 445.
Yeah. And what's really cool is she was sharing, you know, some of the stuff with me. First of all, she has a spreadsheet that she's keeping track of the date that they've gone, where they've gone, very organized. And then she also showed me these awesome, like, unique Texas Roadhouse earrings. And I'm like,
what?
I've never seen those before. So Texas Roadhouse has pins, you know, for your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike actually converted them into earrings for her.
Oh, that's
cool. I'm like, this
cool.
is so cute.
What a
life
great
goals.
Cute couple. I love it. On their way to Georgetown, Kentucky today to eat at that one.
Right.